Hey everybody, welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of February the 29th to March the 7th. Thanks for making us a part of your week. My name is Jeff Green. It's great to have you along.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We've got a busy show for you again this week. Up first, you'll learn about an exciting discovery on the medical front and the Munn connection. Stay tuned for that.
Also this week, a women's studies major has just gotten the green light. We'll chat with the head of the department to learn more.
Students get a chance to learn how to dig out of debt. Jeff dropped by a session in the UC this week, and you'll hear some of the main messages from that event.
Plus, calling all soon-to-be graduates. A unique event is set for the UC next week, offering lots of tips to those set to graduate.
All that, plus we'll round up all sorts of events and activities happening on our campuses and give you the details in our regular Week Ahead segment. Lots to get to, so let's head on over to Jeff for this week's top story.
Thanks, Megan. Researchers at Memorial have discovered the gene responsible for ARVC, that's better known as sudden cardiac death, a deadly genetic heart condition highly prevalent here in this province. As a result of this discovery, doctors are already performing life-saving interventions to those with this condition. Clinical information indicated that only half of males affected survive to the age of 41. But now an interdisciplinary research team in cardiac genetics from Memorial, led by Drs. Terry Lynn Young, Patrick Parfrey, and Sean Connors, has identified the genetic cause of the disease. The discovery was published in the February the 28th issue of the online American Journal of Human Genetics. That discovery could now lead to more interventions and eventually a cure for this deadly disease. As a result of the finding, researchers will further investigate this gene for other forms of heart disease. And for more on this story, be sure to check out our news website, today.mun.ca.
Students wishing to major in women's studies are in luck. As of a Senate decision on February 12th, the proposal for a major in women's studies was approved. The successful initiative was the result of the collective efforts of the Undergraduate Studies Advisory Committee and the Women's Studies Council members, with support from the Dean's Office, Faculty of Arts. An interdisciplinary look at women and gender relationships, women's studies addresses the need for new criteria and methods of assessing the status of women. Until Women's Studies received a full department status in December 2007, its course offerings were run as interdisciplinary programs through the Faculty of Arts. Dr. Catherine Side has been head of Women's Studies Department at Memorial since summer 2007. She explained the structure of the new major to Andre DaCosta, host of CHMR's program Wednesday's End.
Well, students would take some core courses in women's studies and the same way they would in, say, political science, an introductory level course, a course in theories and a course in methods, and then they would take elective courses, and we encourage them to take their elective courses from across the disciplines, to choose courses that still look at a focus on women and gender studies in different areas of research.
Meantime, Dr. Side told the program the Senate decision was a relatively pain-free process.
It was a very quick process. There was support at all levels, support in the Women's Studies Council, support from the senior administration, support from the Senate. As far as I was aware, there's absolutely no resistance. I think people realize the time has come. There are women's studies majors at 41 other universities in Canada, and it's time we had one here at Memorial, too.
The women's studies major, which includes some new courses, will be available in the 2008-2009 academic year. For more information about it, you can contact Dr. Catherine Side of Women's Studies Department at kside@mun.ca.
Well, students on the St. John's campus got a chance to learn how to deal with debt and stay out of it at a free session this week. The seminar was put off by the Counseling Center's wellness program. Students were offered some sound money management tips about shoestring financial planning. I dropped over to the event in the University Center, where I had a chance to chat with Kelly Neville. She's a personal counselor and wellness coordinator with the Counseling Center here at Munn. She said organizers decided to hold the session because of a demand from students seeking practical help.
At the Counseling Center, we see a lot of students coming for services because they're feeling stressed because of their finances. We have probably 10 or 12 counselors at the Counseling Center, and most of the counselors have identified that they see students coming either to receive financial counseling, which we don't specifically do, but of course we do see students for stressors caused by their financial stress in their life.
One of the main messages from the session was that there is help out there. And that's where people like Reed Bartlett come in. He works with the Credit Counseling Services of Atlantic Canada here in St. John's. He said the number of students turning to his organization for help is actually on the rise.
Our caseload is probably 25 to 30% students, which is directly tied into student loan debt. whether it be students who are finished graduated or students that are still going through university, but they've already had two or three loans and they don't know where the money's going to come from to pay for it.
Mr. Bartlett offered up a simple piece of advice to students.
Take what you need. I know some student loans, for example, if tuition is $2,000, living costs $1,500, that's $3,500, but the loan may be $6,000. If you can take the $3,500 instead of the $6,000, because that's got to be paid back when you finish. So it's a lot easier to pay off $3,500 than $6,000.
Third-year kinesiology student Laura Critch, who is from Dunville, Placentia Bay, said offering helpful hints on how to manage money is the key to success.
This is a very important session, actually. Coming from a rural community and having to move into the city, you don't really understand where your finances kind of go when you first get in here, I found. A session like this provides students with information on where to turn, different ways to manage for money, some skills they can learn. I mean, it's good to be able to provide a service to students to give them an outreach program, to give them advice on it.
And you can read more about this story on our news website, today.mon.ca.
Well, the winners of Memorial's Faculty of Arts Become Your Future in 400 Words or Less competition have been chosen. The contest asked grade 12 students to imagine where an arts education would take them in the next decade and provide a creative treatment written from their future. Two students were awarded one full year's tuition for 2008-2009. Darren Sheldon Ivany, a student at Queen Elizabeth Regional High School in Foxtrap, submitted a poem entitled The Maturation of Man. In it, he adeptly outlines the benefits of studying arts and how this wide-ranging education positions him perfectly for life in politics. Michaela Edwards' imaginative entry is an interview her future filmmaker self has with CBC radio personality Gian Gomeshi. Miss Edwards is a student in the International Baccalaureate program at St. John High School in St. John, New Brunswick. Both students were thrilled at the news of their wins and look forward to entering the Faculty of Arts at Memorial in the fall. Many entrants envisioned future international careers, and entries took the form of newspaper articles, award acceptance speeches, and short stories. The competition was open to all Canadian grade 12 students who will graduate and be eligible to attend Memorial University in fall 2008. More information about the winning entries can be found at today.mon.ca.
And finally this week, MUN is hosting a unique event on Wednesday, March the 5th, aimed at connecting with those soon to be crossing the convocation stage. Grad Street Festival is an opportunity for students who are finishing up their studies to learn all about starting that new chapter in their lives. A number of information booths will be set up in the University Center from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Students will get the lowdown on convocation ceremonies, including specific times, how to rent a cap and gown, and ensure they have tickets in hand for the big day. They'll also be able to learn more about services such as diploma framing, class rings, souvenirs, and apparel. There will also be information about careers after graduation, how to learn more about MUN's grad programs, and the benefits of being a MUN alum. And for good measure, there will also be a chance to win some prizes. The event is being presented by Alumni Affairs and Development. To learn more about the event, check out mun.ca/convocation/gradstreetfest or check out the events page on Facebook. Well, it's time to take out your day planner and take note of what's coming up on our campuses in the week ahead.
On our Grenfell campus, there will be a silent art auction and coffee house on Friday, February 29th. It runs from 12 noon to 10 p.m. in the Fine Arts Atrium.
On Wednesday, March the 5th, the NSERC Petro-Canada Chair for Women in Science and Engineering will be sponsoring a brown bag lunch. This is an excellent opportunity to find out more about the people in science and engineering and what they do. The session will take place at 12:30 in the Engineering Room 4000.
The Harris Center is holding a seminar, Coping with Change, Working with What You've Got, on Wednesday. The seminar will focus on Hong Kong's status as a global financial center despite having almost no natural resources and the potential lessons for Newfoundland and Labrador. There's no admission charge and lunch is provided by the Harris Center. To register, you can call 737-3143.
Music at Memorial continues on Friday, March the 7th in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall with alumni and mentors. The program will feature Bartok Sonata for two pianos and two percussionists. Tickets are $7 for students and seniors and $12 for general admission. The show starts at 8 o'clock.
And if you need some help spreading the word about your event, Studio 1024 can help. Log on to today.mon.ca and click on the Submit Your Event link on the right. Listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mon.ca.
We're winding down yet another show. Before we sign off, though, we have to say thanks to Bob and all the crew at CHMR Memorial's campus radio station for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record our show. Be sure to check out their great programming. Visit their website at mon.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus.
David Sorensen is our trusty producer, and Ivan Mizechka oversees things as our executive producer.
If you have an idea for us or just want to let us know what you think of our show, you can drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
Well, that's it for us for another week. Thanks for making our news your news. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back here once again in 7 days.